Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, we could just say, let's go, Brandon, and not feel like we're, you know, giving a bad example for kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only part of that interview, that clip that you can play, because the crowd's behind it.
Right.
Saying what they're really
it's
saying.
It's a neat little secret code, because it's like the in people know exactly what's going on there.
Let's go, Brandon.
Around, I guess.
Oil and gas prices are surging. The economy is in some measure of stress. You've got a supply chain crisis. You've got, I don't know. We should start a list of what's going well. But we should maybe start a list, because it's got to be out there. North Dakota's bucking trends. South Dakota's bucking trends.
Red Sox won.
Right.
Tampa Bay's out. I'm good with that. That's good news, I guess.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Did you see Massachusetts was the state with the least amount of bullying problems? I thought, oh, go run in some Yankees gear and tell me that's true.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come on.
Tell that to Kirsten Sinema, who was bullied while she ran the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell that to her. Like, hey, this hour of the program, we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the University of Mary. We have a deadline coming up, October 15th, to secure your spot in the 2022 Leadership ND program. It's a simple concept, but an important one. North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders so we can continue to have a great state, great local communities continue to grow. It's a program designed by the University of Mary, and it is designed to support those who are already ready to answer the call. So if you're looking to expand your network, enhance your career, supervisors, managers, owners, you see people on your team that say, hey, there's a leader, and you want to help get them to the next level, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. Now, October 15th is the date in which you need to secure your spot as part of the 2022 group, and it starts in January. Find out more at leadershipnd.org. Don't put that off any longer. Leadershipnd.org. What are you doing to the cameras there? Kevin is there.
That was outstanding.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, there
you should
go.
Put that up on the wall. You got this big white wall behind you. You need something on that. Why don't you put that on there?
There you go.
We have a poster made, Scott, something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, good idea.
There you go. T-shirts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think they're available
That's
already.
Exactly right. Speaks for the Master League Biden administration has got us in. I saw the Chiron. You know what the Chiron is, guys? The the little stuff they put at the bottom of the news channels.
Oh, yeah.
Chiron.
I guess I didn't even know they still called it.
The crawler or whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yep.
It's the little sub-headline underneath the 24/7 breathless reporting that's going on.
Yep.
And I saw this one on Fox Business earlier today. Carter, I took a picture of it because it just is something you need to you need to just mull around in your head a little bit. First of all, the photo is of a bare store shelf. Nothing on it.
Yeah.
Supply chain issues, right?
Yep.
And the headline says, Carter-era trends return to U.S. economy.
Oh.
There's something we want to root for, right? Yeah, the Carter-era trends.
That's just great memories of that.
Yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
Right. So here's a serious question for you today, folks, on the program. We have the whole first hour here to find out what's on your mind. We call it What's on Your Mind. We want to know. You can call us at 800-228-0550. It's a toll-free telephone number right there. 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Email address, a little bit easier sometimes to tell folks, just scottH@flagfamily.com. But we get them both during the program here. I've always used the following term to help my kids, who are no longer kids, they're now adults, but they remember this from dear old dad.
Okay.
Whenever they'd hit a little rough patch, or, you know, somebody at school was giving
dear old dad, right?
Yeah. So I use the following phrase: don't let anybody rob your joy. You can't give power to people to rob your joy.
Amen to that.
Okay? This is, now, do you ever run into situations where advice you gave your kids, you now have to say, well, it is darn near impossible today to not look at any kind of news, look at any kind of basic metrics, not, you know, people are at each other's throats over COVID, there is, you know, all kinds of culture backfires that are happening. You know, our values being challenged. I mean, it's everywhere, right?
Yep.
The number one trending phrase in America is "Let's go, Brandon," so we don't have to swear to talk about the President of the United States. So, my question for you is: if we're not going to let anybody rob our joy, what are we hanging on to for joy right now? Because if you
Brandon.
If you do a fair assessment of where we are, it would be understandable to be a little down and out.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, my family.
There you go.
My friends.
There you go.
The life I get to live and lead.
You got to laugh, right?
Where I get to live and lead it.
This is a very important point.
You know, that's it. In this part of the world, and, you know, I spent a lot of time living down in Texas and California and Arizona, and that's why I moved back here. Because it, that even 25, 30 years ago, it was, man, I don't know, this is a little freaky. That's just a different part of the country, a different part of that, and they're still dealing with.
I was going to say, imagine being there now. I mean,
no,
it was probably sane back then compared to now.
Oh, well, yeah,
and
very much so.
I have to say, whenever I find myself a little perplexed with what's happening around, I say, aren't you not glad we live where we live?
Oh, amen, brother.
Because
and the good Lord's plan.
This is why we got to have a little bit of joy. So there's a couple of examples. If you have others, they're welcome today at 800-228-0550. Text 701-237-1590. Let's get to some calls here. Answer the question, what's on your mind, and what is the source of your joy amid troubling times? Tell us that. We want your answers added to Kevin's list there, which was a good one. Nick in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just, wasn't it like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, weren't you saying that you looked up some stats in the North Dakota hospital system, and didn't you say something about it being like 7% was COVID patients in the hospitals?
Yeah, so that would have been not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I just did a little math. I went on the website, and all of this is available data, but they sometimes put you through a few hoops to get there, and I went and looked at total staff beds. So two things related to this statistic that are very often not told in quote-unquote news reports. Generally led by 20-somethings, who are led by 30 and 40-something news directors, who they see COVID as a way to perpetuate their worldview that we all ought to stay in a cocoon and we're going to die if we don't listen to the experts they claim are the experts. Okay, this is the dirty little secret of a lot of newsrooms these days. It's woke young kids who are scared of their own shadow. This is a product of the everyone gets a trophy crowd. Okay, these are the people that populate newsrooms, and they love leading newscasts with da da da. Here is the latest news from COVID that will scare you. What they don't tell you is two things. One, we have a staffing crisis in healthcare that has predated COVID. Okay, so if you take the total amount of available beds, and then you say how many of those are staffed, you say, well, wait a minute, we don't have a shortage of available beds for people that might be fighting COVID. We have not enough staff to put them there. Okay, that's number one.
To take care of those beds.
Right. Yeah. So number two, stat you never learn is of the staffed beds. When you hear you are the reason, you unvaccinated, unwashed peasants. That's what the media narrative is. You are the reason that we are having to decide who gets care, who doesn't, people waiting a long time in the ER to get hospitalized. What, you're the reason. And then you go, well, wait a minute, of the staff beds, here's the total amount of people that are hospitalized with COVID. At the point I looked at it, you know, weekend before, it was 7%. I think it's risen to 10. It's more in other places in the state. Obviously, if you're rural health care, and only have 11 beds, you know, and you have only 11 beds, and you have all this pent-up demand that happened because of COVID where people put off things they actually needed, and so that creates a surge, you've got a problem. But it's not the majority of people in the hospital beds that are COVID patients that are causing the glut. So that was my revelation in actually looking at the data, Nick.
So when they're saying on the news that they're swamped, they're, you know, way down, you know, so many COVID patients in there. There's COVID patients in there, but what I'm getting from what you're saying is that, yeah, there's COVID patients in here, but our staff is so low. They're just not saying that part. You know, yeah, they're swamped, but they're, you know, they don't have the staff to take care of the ones that are in there, the 7%.
Here's what we have. We have a capacity crisis caused by a reduction in staff. By the way, the pandemic now entering, you know, a second year is taxing on healthcare. I don't want to say that this is easy for them. And obviously, any bed that has a COVID patient is taking a bed. But there are a lot of reasons we have a lack of beds. And COVID is one reason, and actually not the majority reason. That's a fact that's inconvenient for some. Nick, we'll continue if you have more after this.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You know what gives me joy? Sleeping on my pillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Ooh, there you go. I'll go with that.
And getting that
my pillow.
Great night's sleep, thanks to great products that Mike Lindell and his team sell at My Pillow. Also at frankspeech.com, the home of free speech, frankspeech.com. You can use the same promo code Scott at frankspeech.com as you do at mypillow.com. And there's a whole host of specials over there. So if you're looking for some great deals, give you an example right now. The six-piece towel set, that normally would be $109.99. It's $39.99. Just use my promo code. There's Frank's speech, yard signs, fix 2020 first and help save our country. Bumper stickers, Giza Elegance My Pillows, $29.98 for those. There's all kinds of Giza Cotton pillowcases. There's dog beds. There's Mike's memoir, $9.97. I also bought recently some sleepwear for my daughter Hannah. And she's like, Dad, this is unbelievable. I love this. Kind of a, you know what a waffle blanket is? They have waffle sleepwear, loungewear. Really super comfortable. 50% off all of that right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Here's what you're doing. There's Freedom Flags, by the way, as well, available there. And all kinds of products. Rustic handcrafted American flags, framed prints. I mean, metal art. Freedom One Coffee. So whatever you're looking for, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Frank Speech. .com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Dan and Fargo, your next other call's waiting at 800-228-0550. Some great suggestions from our listeners on what brings you joy. We got to remember, the second we are more negative than we are positive, the second we let others rob our joy, is the beginning of the end. Discouragement is the number one tool of the devil. Do you know that? You think the devil's kind of red, horn, scary, right? No, no, no. The devil works best. Real sneaky. Real sneaky. Get his grips in you with discouragement. That's what happens with addictions. You're a piece of junk. You're awful. You're horrible. Just do what makes you feel good. That's that little guy on your shoulder rooting you on. So the second you have more discouragement than you have joy, the spiral happens quickly. So don't let anyone rob your joy. That's our advice to you today. To finish, though, with the question that Nick asked in Moorhead, I specifically asked for some information on this from the Department of Health. Here's what I got back. Hospitals obtain licenses from the DOH for their maximum number of beds. So the fact that they have obtained a license at a given level does not mean that that is the level they maintain operations at. It would mean if they had sufficient staff, equipment, and supplies, this would be the maximum number of patients that would be permitted to care for. Okay? Total number of hospital beds in North Dakota, including specialty hospitals, 3,429. General acute primary care hospitals, that number is 3,100. At the beginning of the COVID pandemic, there was a survey the Department of Health did to say under normal operating conditions, what would be the normal operating capacity? 238 ICU beds, 2,098 general care beds. So if you go to that top line number, we're about 1,000 under, over 1,000 under if you count the specialty hospitals, in available beds versus staff beds. Okay? So the numbers daily indicate the number of staff beds available at the time they are entering the information. That means the number of patients they can care for with their current staffing supply and equipment. There's a very long answer here. And the bottom line is, we have a nursing shortage. In fact, Governor Burgum, shortly after taking office, started a nursing shortage task force long before a pandemic. This is my point. Now, the COVID patient keeps a minority of the total staff beds, number one, so that's important. It's not a majority of the beds. It's I don't know what it is today because actually they made it more difficult after I asked the question to come up with that number. I kid you not. Used to be a total staff beds, used to be a total number of hospitalized COVID patients, and you could quickly do the math. I asked this question. And they changed how they reported it because they wouldn't want you to have that basic information, right? Doesn't fit the narrative of the DOH, who is vax-shaming, mask-shaming, pleading, all of which is not effective and not working. Oh, how can you say it's not working, Scott? Well, look at South Dakota, where a governor says, you decide, doesn't plead, and a Department of Health that puts out the facts. Higher vaccination rate in South Dakota than North Dakota. It creeps people out. It's counterproductive. Experts like Dr. Scott Atlas and others that were part of Operation Warp Speed say they worry most about the damage done to vaccines as a life-saving tool in the future because of how they're doing this. One thing that I do think is important for all of us to consider is that a COVID patient that does enter the hospital have longer hospital stays and put added pressure on intensive care units because they're a longer period of time. So you have a significant burden added in the ICU. Lower percentage of the hospital beds than is being portrayed in the media, but they're longer and more taxing on already limited staff. The answer to this is solve the nursing crisis. We're getting money we haven't asked for from the federal government. Is there a way to design something that puts us nation-leading on this? Or just go, well, there's shortages everywhere, and we'll have a task force, and we'll get back to you. Give me a solution. Use the pain point for a motivation to find a solution is what I would say. Dan and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Interesting show today. I have two guardrails that we seem to have, well, you hear the expression, we've gone off the guardrails. One is our government has a constitution. That's plan A. There is no plan B unless you amend it. Secondly, we have quite a bit of a problem with this ping-pong game of executive orders to improve things like Trump did in the last round, and then it's taken off by the next president. I'm just wondering if out there any of your constitutional scholars or the people like Tully that you see interviewed on Fox sometimes could come up with a way around that, because otherwise it's just a ping-pong game. And it's laudable when they remove a lot of barriers to free enterprise, because free enterprise is plan A for the economy. And there is no plan B. That's the way we are. And any of these communists, socialists, Marxists, people of a collectivist government type pressure, we should pay no heed to them. Those are our guardrails. And I think if we stick with that and don't get so anxious, like you say, when things seem to be confusing and discouraging. I heard a good quote the other day, just mimicking almost what you just said, Scott, about discouragement. Disappointments are going to happen in life, but discouragements are the responsibility of your attitude. To be optimistic.
There you go. Well said, Dan. Don't go away. I want to finish this when we continue. President Trump had a huge rally in Iowa this past weekend, and only one major cable news channel covered it live. Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is great. Newsmax Trump rally show had millions of people tune in. They're bypassing the big media and going right to Newsmax. You need to watch Newsmax all the time and tell your friends and family to do it too. Remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Medco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package, where they carry 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax. And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax's recent special with Kristi Noem at the Reagan Ranch. If you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. Watch Trump Live on Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Retailers around the country are warning Americans the supply chain crisis in America is not going to get any better anytime soon. Basic Fund CEO Jay Foreman on Fox News says shop now or regret later.
Start to put your Christmas list together and holiday list together early. Get those must-have things now because they definitely will be in short supply because we're seeing a shipping crisis like we've never seen before, and it's not going to get any better for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
President Biden assigned a task force by DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to find the problems. The secretary's focus is on Indigenous Peoples Day, as his tweets reveal. Two election workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. On Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is asking the Department of Justice to investigate. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Back on What's on Your Mind, Dan of Fargo has raised an important point about important guardrails in the American system. I agree with you, Dan. They're my guardrails. They're your guardrails. But if we randomly went across the state of North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota today, and ask just folks on the street, how important is the Constitution of the United States to you? I don't know that we'd get the guardrail answer we'd want. But you raise a very good point. That should be our baseline. That should be our go-to. What do we do about the fact that increasingly it's not even challenged? I mean, look at the 10th Amendment. 10th Amendment is my personal favorite because it's so clear, like the genius of the Founding Fathers. It says, unless we mention it somewhere else here, federal government, we specifically give you the power, you don't have the power. The power belongs to the states. How's that working out for us, Dan?
Okay, when you have these guardrails being ignored, it gets to be a pretty fast train wreck in a short order. And you can prove that by all of the ping pong games back and forth with executive orders. That's a patchwork approach. And if the Constitution were followed and people adhered to it, which has to be taught in our schools in basic civics, and every person should educate themselves with these pamphlets that are being sent around now that give you a copy of the Constitution. The NRA does that. Right to Work does that. There are many organizations that if you check your mail, you're starting to get more copies of just plain and simple the Constitution. Now, the next thing is about democracy and a republic, and then I'm going to get off here. I think that the government we have is a republic. It's structured that way on purpose. It's not meant to be a democracy, but we use democratic methods, meaning the vote, and majority rule in simple and procedural things to get things accomplished. But it doesn't mean that that's the end-all and be-all just because something was voted that way. Many times laws are struck down by the Supreme Court. Many times they're not even considered seriously by the leaders in Congress because they realize they're running up against Plan A, the Constitution. So anyway, good show today. A lot of interesting topics.
Well, thank you, Dan, and all good points on your part as well. So thanks for bringing it today. We appreciate that. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA today. So Tuesday, what's for lunch? How about a meatball dinner? Harvard location is waiting for you. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Country Fried Steak, 12th Avenue, 929. Not one, not two, but many choices for home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience in Valley City today. off exit 292. Just come off I-94 either direction and head north for that home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. I'd go for a hand-pattied, made-to-order burger with those Valley meats. Oh, are they good. They got it down. Valley City today. What else we got for you? Salisbury Steak and Glendon Tacos in Euland. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe, USA. Let me read a few of the texts that are pouring in on the question of the day here, okay? Texter says, is Governor Burgum going to put a ban against Joe Biden's vaccine mandates to help protect the rights of North Dakotans, or is he just going to sit on his hands? The governor was one of the first to speak out against the Biden vaccine mandates. I specifically asked a question on behalf of our audience to the Attorney General Wayne Stensham on this. And I believe what they're waiting for is for the talk to turn into action from Biden. Because, mind you, he said, if you employ 100 people or more, you must, you will, you shall mandate they're vaccinated. Or we're going to wag our finger at you and do bad things. Something to that effect. But there's still no rule. There's no teeth. There's literally been an announcement. And there's been some talk of a fine in the so-called reconciliation bill that isn't even a bill yet. It's just a proposal with a bunch of muck. So there really isn't anything to do. Now, other states have chosen to be on the front end of this. Greg Gianforte in Montana, for instance, did an executive order right away. Christy Noem in South Dakota said, I'm not going to do that, or we're no better than they are, because I'm not going to tell businesses what they can or can't do. It should be up to businesses. So she's fighting it that way. And as I said, Governor Burgum spoke out against it, was one of the first to come out and say, no way, no how. So I wouldn't say he's sitting on his hands. He's choosing to fight it a different way, but I believe we're waiting for an actual, and they know this, by the way, folks. They love this. They love the uncertainty it creates. They love, you know, getting in your grill and saying, you must, you shall, you will, and then not having any teeth behind it because they know this is going to be challenged in court. They're saying, you can't do that. They know that. So the game is on. Texter says, have you read timetofreeamerica.org, an amazing group of people? They have conferences around the country. There's another group called globalcovidsummit.org. The exposure and awakening is happening. There's something to be joyful about. Texter says, after listening to this as a Christian, I need to change my rhetoric and try and convince people to not take the jab. My 38-year-old daughter and her family have taken it, so this is personal. But my fears have been realized listening to this. No longer will I just tell people to make their own decision, but I will warn about the dangers of the jab. I have a little different viewpoint there. I don't think, unless you have a medical background, that you want to be the one that says you must, you shall, you will, because otherwise are we any better than them? I am creeped out beyond belief at the amount of people who think they know best for you. We've got enough of that in this country. Now, I realize this woman is coming at this from the purpose of, from the perspective, rather, of I've done my research. Here are the concerns I have. I want to share those with people I love. That makes sense. But I don't think you want to be the one at the office that runs around with, manila folders full of things. I would just, people you love, people in your circle, tell them, have you considered this? Have you considered that? You know, that's fine. But I think one of the reasons that North Dakota has among the lowest vaccination rates in the country is there's just too much of this. I really do. And I don't think it's, whether it's the mask shamers or the vax shamers or the pleading or the finger wagging that goes on, I don't think it's any better than on the other side when people act as though you're going to die the minute you have it. Personal decision. Your own health care is yours. Get a doctor you trust. Bring evidence you see that says, should I not? Your advice? Gosh, I don't know. I don't think we're any better if we say we know better for you, what's the best for you? I think it's fair to say, and I've talked to a lot of professionals that are very, very concerned about the silencing of anybody that has a different opinion. That's wrong. Makes me suspicious. Why don't we have a debate about this? Why don't we talk about natural immunity? I get all that. But with all this noise out there, all this finger wagging out there, all this pleading out there, I think the best thing is take a deep breath and say, you do what you believe is best for you. Get all the facts, talk to your doctor, talk to people you trust, make a decision.
We have.
I just wish we would say that.
Clearly.
Yeah.
We're over it. Look at every stadium, every arena, every venue in every state right now. On Saturday, every college football stadium will be packed. On NFL, the NBA stadiums will be packed. Major League Baseball playoffs, packed. We're over this.
Well,
we've done the research. We've done the reading. We know what we're dealing with. We see an ad every 7 seconds on every channel about more information on vaccines. Go to any blah, 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 blah.
I agree with you completely,
done.
Kevin. People have factored in the risk. Decided. I think it's a little different than what she's saying, though. She's saying, you know, I want to go out there and advocate for people not to get the shot.
Yeah.
Is what she's saying. That's different than people saying, yeah, I mean, I don't know how many of these stadiums are full of people that had the shot.
Yeah, who cares?
And again, they've made a decision.
But now we're talking about, I mean, the whole system's going to come to a crashing halt when all of the pilots decide we're not going to fly anymore. Look what happened last week.
Southwest is
that
one airline.
Is unbelievable,
yeah.
You guys. American Airlines, 30% of pilots are going to walk out. That's it. It's all, it gets game over.
All right, more text here. Last week at Walmart, a gallon of great value fat-free milk cost $2.99. This week at Walmart,
$4.15.
1 gallon great value fat-free milk, $3.62.
Okay, yeah.
That's a 21% increase in a week.
Oh, yeah. Yep, everything's going. Yep.
Bakeries, beverages, snacks, frozen foods, candy, out of stock at the grocery store right now. The supply chain crisis, the chickens are coming home to roost.
If we don't stop this right now and keep every plane flying and get every truck driver back in the cab and get every crane operator and longshoreman back on the docks right now, this is going to be catastrophic, not only here in this country, but globally. I guarantee you.
You know what else? I don't think the supply chain crisis is without a heavy hand by the Chinese.
Oh, no question.
You look at the backlog on vehicles.
Yep.
When the majority of the chips come from overseas, you can't tell me that they're not two for me, one for you, two for me, one for you. I don't buy it for a minute. Texter says, this makes me happy. Deer rifle hunting season starts in a little over 3 weeks.
Yeah, baby.
But, of course, the EHD has decimated the whitetail population.
Yeah.
Good thing I have a mule deer buck tag. Texter says, seeing pictures of our brand new grandbaby girl is all that matters.
Amen.
There you go. Back to family. All right. Is Governor Burgum going to be on the show anytime soon? If so, ask him when he will ban vaccine mandates. It should be our choice, not that of a tyrannical President Biden. Governor was on last week. We'll get him back on for you. He is in West Fargo today for the Main Street Summit, talking about, I believe most effectively we could call this a Main Street Summit, a workforce enhancement program in every city and all across the state of North Dakota.
Pretty cool.
What are we doing to elevate reasons for people to move to our community? How can we do that? So I love that initiative. It's a great idea. But we'll invite him back for sure. Texter says, ask about COVID hospital beds. When you think ICU, everyone thinks they are on deathbeds, but hospitals are putting all the COVID patients in ICU rooms because of the ability of those rooms to isolate the patient completely from others in the hospital, no matter the seriousness of the COVID. More texts, more calls after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott, this is Ben. I want to throw a statement at you. People are wondering what's happening. If you follow Scripture, read the Bible, which most people don't, there's a saying from a lady in Minneapolis that does Bible conferences. She says, the world is not falling apart, it's falling together. Just think about that. According to Scripture, things are happening that are prophesied 2,000 years ago. Most people don't believe it. That's their problem. It's still going to happen. There is going to be judgment coming. The United States is going to be judged. And if this is the beginning, I can't tell you, but it's going to come. Thanks.
Way to go, Ben.
Good reading suggestion here on the program. Start the book club, the good book club. And if you feel your joy being sucked out of you from all the things around you, that'd be a good place to start. Ben's got a good suggestion there. Texter says, hanging on to joy. Next Tuesday, we're moving to what may be the most beautiful place, the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Oh, there you go.
And two, the most conservative place in the USA, the Black Hills of South Dakota. You got a little double whammy going there. Way to go.
Not the first.
Exactly right.
Joined my buddy Paul and his lovely bride who moved out there last year from Minneapolis. Said, see ya.
The number of people that have moved to South Dakota during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
The number of businesses that have started, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible.
A friend of mine is a realtor in Sioux Falls. You wouldn't believe the people from Chicago and California coming into Sioux Falls, which is scary at the same time, but don't ruin it.
You'd think that they're, it's not like Californians invading Montana. You'd think it's, they're coming to South Dakota. They're escaping the madness.
Yep.
But, and by the way, North Dakota growing too.
Yes.
Fastest growing county in the country up there in McKenzie County.
Yep.
All right, let's see here. South Dakota listener says we got to be happy warriors. This is my, I want a t-shirt. Let's be happy warriors. So I'm with you, Ryan. What's your nugget of joy you want to share today and what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Scott. I just think that we do need to be happy warriors, but we can't forget to actually be warriors. I think we get so wrapped up in being happy and optimistic that sometimes we kind of lose sight a little bit of what else is important. I was really, really disappointed when Mitch McConnell led the Republican contingency that knuckled under to the Dems when it looked like we really had the Democrats over a barrel. So I just want to leave you with the thought that from where I stand, it looks to me like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin have more fight and more fortitude than Mike Rounds and John Thune did.
Fair point. No doubt about it. And disappointing, if you ask me. I was glad to see Senators Hovind and Kramer in North Dakota not go along with lifting the debt ceiling. And again, this scare tactic that they use is so somehow, the world's going to come to an end if there's no longer an increase in the debt ceiling. Because at every kitchen table you go, okay, how much is coming in? Let's reduce the amount going out.
This is all part of the lie.
Yeah.
I mean, the America's not going to default on anything. We're going to, come on.
Spend less.
Yeah, there's a thought.
Yeah, good point. And I agree with you. We got to be happy warriors. We do need to be warriors. You can't just be sheeple and go along with this stuff. So good point, Ryan. Clip.
Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now.
Or not.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Kevin is advocating against our joyful conversation here.
I don't know how much happy is going to get us anymore.
Clint Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go.
Well, they figured out how to finally get rid of conservative radio, and it's called COVID. About two-thirds of every conservative show every day is COVID, COVID, COVID. For God's sake, all the problems in the world, we're following their narrative. This was not leaked out of a lab in China. It was sent out. And we need to talk about something a little more important, like Trump bringing up how we left the best equipment we had in Afghanistan.
No
and
kidding.
Our senator lies to us and says it wasn't worth bringing home.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, worth bringing home. I think the most egregious part of what was left behind, and I know Senator Kramer's talked about this. I don't know who you're referring to. Don't believe asked Senator Hovind about this, but night vision technology, all of the latest and greatest innovation in technology.
200,000 guns, ammunition. We left all this behind.
Cash.
The fact that we left more than a walker behind, as far as I'm concerned,
exactly.
Period. Any of it.
Pull the military out, then the citizens. I mean, come on.
Texture says, the joy during difficult times, nature, specifically wilderness, places where you can take your family to escape the sights and sounds of man's discouragement, a view of golden cottonwoods, the music of their rattling leaves, migrating geese, yapping coyotes, things have withstood eons of change.
Amen.
Good point.
Here we go.
Love our listeners. Texture says, I've lived in Fargo, Moorhead since 1954. It is sad to see what it is becoming. Chief Zablowski, Mayor Tim Mahoney, Commissioners Preston and Strand are hurting this city down the wrong path.
Yikes.
Texter says our governor is a closet liberal who'll do nothing of the sort. Another, how about the people in federal offices like the FHSA employees that are wandering about their jobs or elected positions being stripped from them if they don't believe in vaccines? Take a look at who controls the shipping ports in the U.S., Scott. Best text of the hour. Let's go, Brandon. There it is. Let's go, Brandon. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.